G'day, I'm Lord Powerslave, and welcome to this lucky 13th episode of the Destiny Down Under podcast. This week we speak to Beard Grizzly about his YouTube channel, we talk about this week at Bungie and the new content that's going to be coming, we talk about Lemonade, a subject very, very close to my heart, and we dabble in a few Destiny 2 rumors as well. Hang around, it's good fun. Peace! G'day and welcome to this episode of the Destiny Down Under podcast. I am Log Power Slave and I am joined by Mylan Games in the box immediately to my left and none other than Beard Grizzly in the box immediately below me, referred to as Sloth's Hello. Box that we've been leasing out for quite some months now.
Sloth's Box.
We've put him to work. Now, just quickly before we get into who Beard Grizzly is, what he does and why he's excellent. We've had some pretty big news this week ourselves in terms of just the podcast. We've joined with Destiny Tracker. We joined their podcast network, which includes us, Destiny Down Under Podcast, the Destiny Lorecast that our good friends, people like Anon and Purple Chimera are on, the RNG cast, and another show called Rabbit Hole Radio that I haven't had the pleasure of checking out yet. But we're basically joining forces to take over the podcast world. So if you're on a podcast that isn't one of these, then we're coming for your bum.
Too bad.
We're gonna fucking kill you. No, not really. We're just, you know, it's just our way of sharing the love around and making it formal. That, you know, it was sort of there informally anyway. The Destiny Tracker podcast. Matt's been on a few times. You know, we're all mates anyway. So with that out of the way, let's move on to Mr. Grizzly, Mr. Beard. What now? Introduce yourself to us. For the people who don't know you or aren't familiar with the work that you've done with Matt, please let us know who you are and what do you do.
Well, I am actually a fellow YouTuber along with Matt. I guess it was all of a couple months ago, was just a lowly guy that had one video that ended up going up to 43,000 views. And then this guy, Matt, ended up being like, "Oh my God, I love your F for Deep video," which was on a chance because I wasn't going to do lore videos. And then he was like, "This is like the best lore video ever," which,
dude,
it's okay.
That everyday video like blew my mind. I watched and I was like, yep, I agree with that. Yep, I agree with that. And I was like, oh damn, this dude's like done, like, I don't think people realize how like insanely caught up I get in when I'm running a lore video. I'm like, I need to catch everything. And then I watched that video and I was like, he's done it.
I gotta say, that's basically how it is for every video that I do. But that being said, I've done a lot of different things in terms of Destiny lore, weapons comparison, stuff like that. I'm trying to get my feet wet on some different stuff like Final Fantasy, a couple other games that are out there that have kind of been close to my heart. Just trying to expand the channel, and with me being at about 1,700 subs, just kind of find my groove, just kind of go from there. But, you know, without meeting Matt and everything, I don't think I'd be anywhere to the point of where I am now. And it's been great, absolutely, meeting everybody that's been a part of this little family. So I don't know where else to go from there. Like, I'm indebted to everybody. I love everybody. I love being a part and moderating for Matt on Twitch, on YouTube, and just being and doing everything that I have been able to do. I literally wake up every morning for the fact that I've got videos to make, and that I have a hope that I can basically keep doing this as like a longer term. You know, like videos like The Void, if I could just quote one more for myself, 22 minutes long, and it all spawned off of something that Matt ended up doing. Like, I'm not going to go into the science of The Void. And I'm like, oh, motherfuckers, I am.
Heisenberg on it.
From a science point of view, like, I look at some of that stuff and I just know I couldn't do it justice. And I, like, Beard sent me, when I wrote The Void video, Beard sent me notes about like dark matter. And I just started reading and my eyes just rolled back into my head. And I was like, I don't get it. And so if I don't get it, I can't explain it to my subscribers. So I just said, man, you run with that ball. So if you like mixing like the scientific aspects of like real life with Destiny, like, Beard's got some good stuff on there.
Absolutely.
Not even just that. I also do literature comparisons, like the recent one with Abaddon and Nova Mortis. I actually ended up comparing it more towards like Norse mythology and stuff like that. So just real world comparisons, anything I can kind of pull, just kind of going from like how it was with Effort Deep, just trying to be as detailed as I can be. You know, that's my whole point of my videos.
Can we just stop right there and talk about my favorite video of yours, Beard? The your sure. Your was it top 10 favorite orb puns?
Yes. Yeah.
That was, how did you do that so quick? I got off like I was streaming with Matt. We did the orb stream that we probably need to dust off at some point again in the future because it was stupid.
Oh my God.
And just inventing terms like orb carries and do you even orb and all that. And by the time I got off, I think I had something I needed to do around the house. And then I came back and I look at my phone and there's this video going, just top 10 orb puns. There's not... And it was well done too. So I'll tell you what, hot off the press, hot off the press, Beard Grizzly.
For those who missed the orb carry stream, you missed history in the making. That was the most hilarious stream that I've ever been a part of.
It was good fun.
And that's what happens like with streaming. It's like world needs to be aligned. Like the streamer needs to be in a great mood. I had a co-host that was in a wicked mood. Something just insane happened on screen. Everyone picked up on it and everyone just lifted that mood. And then we went and did a raid on like...
Lucky and Buttwipe.
Yeah, Lucky and Buttwipe. And the orb puns in that raid were just the most epic. Oh. The most epic raid.
That was ever. Probably the best raid I've ever seen because it wasn't like everyone jumps in and goes, Mylan raid. We just went, go in and just use orb puns for as long as you can. As hard as you can for as long as you can. And it was sort of like Orb Raid. And then...
Orbison.
Oh, Roy Orbison. Oh, and God. Just... Oh, it went off. Oh, it was so fucking good. Hilarious.
Orbison. You know, Clint Orbwood.
Well, that's... All right. Let's move on. Let's move on. I've written up a little agenda this week. Because there actually is a few things to get through. Unlike the past, like, fortnight of just trying to scrape together a run sheet out of sticks. But alright, we'll start with This Week at Bungie, okay? The This Week at Bungie, there was basically an acknowledgement from Deej that there would be more live team content events before we see Destiny 2, which I'd suspected for a while and had hoped for a while, but I mean, I think the community was probably 50-50 split about it, whether or not we'd see anything. For me, I think it's excellent. It's a great outcome. But I think given that they've sort of pumped it up a little bit, I hope that it isn't just fucking crimson doubles, the same as last year. Like, if they're going to tease people with it and say there is new content coming, then it can't be old content again, surely. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of, now I'm 50-50 whether we're going to see crimson doubles again. I was pretty adamant we were, but... I'm already getting the shit for it anyway. I don't want a flowery ghost. What the fuck?
What were you going to say, Beard? You going to say something?
I was just going to say, more than anything, like, I wasn't there for Crimson Days last year at all. I actually skipped that whole event. But what it seems like to me, they popped off pretty heavy with Dawning. And we're probably going to just almost totally avoid what's going on with Crimson Days. They'll probably enact something which will be similar to Crimson Doubles, and that might be about the only thing we get, but I don't think they'll call it Crimson Doubles. They'll probably do some other name. What they'll do, I don't know.
You think
but
it'll
I
be...
don't think we're going to get something.
Because that would be like, that's close though, right? It's February normally, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Back end of February. Yeah. Valentine's Day, a day that I've ignored my entire life.
Yeah. Yeah, I doubt that we would have anything before then, right? As a live event.
Oh, I don't think
And I brought this up actually in my top 10. I feel like terrible because I'm plugging my channel so much here. But I brought it up in my top 10 worst that Bungie did last year. But as more of like an overarching thing, they had about 4 months worth of non-communication that they had to us last year, which was, in my opinion, from a gaming standpoint, on an MMO standpoint, pretty terrible. If it's going to be like that again, where we have, say, 2 to 4 months where it's nothing, then it's quite possible that we won't see anything from Crimson Days. They could go like 2 months here without seeing anything from them, 3 months until the April update. And that's about how it lined up for them last year.
Hey, I think, well, see, that's with me. If they're going to tease something bigger. Sorry, man. Sorry,
Matt. What was the main issue with Crimson? Like, Grant, you said you made a video and you added that. What were the sort of like the top points about Crimson Days? that was people weren't happy about.
The Crimson Days in general, it was more just a matter that there wasn't much going on with it. It was a content thing to have a Valentine's thing for the sake of having a Valentine's thing. It didn't really have much story outside of just telling a hidden love story, which honestly I think yours does a better job anyway. Then from there, having you know, just the PvP only aspect of it kind of hurt matters to begin with. That's one thing that I've kind of liked about SRL. SRL is competitive in a different kind of way from Crucible as typical. It's competitive for the sake of being a racing game versus Crucible, where you're just shooting each other. But it also had the PvE elements added in with what I've really called just arcade scoring, because that's literally what they did, is add arcade mode for Destiny, which is pretty damn cool. But the idea behind what they did last year just didn't seem like it went far enough, especially having a lackluster showing with SRL, not keeping it around, not making it a reoccurring thing. Those are the things that overall within the community seem to be a big problem. And I'm hoping is that they don't fall into that same trap again, that they don't have something else that they can do and they leave us go for another 2 or 4 months without anything.
Yeah, I think that's the concern. I mean, looking back, we're getting basically double the content now from a live update that we were this time last year. I mean, you want to compare SRL this year to last year. I mean, they rebranded it, renamed it, tied it in with Christmas, like put some solid work into it. So, I mean, I'm kind of hopeful that if we do see a return of Crimson Doubles, there is a PvE element to it. I don't know what that would be. I don't know whether there's going to be strikes involved or anything like that. Maybe there will. Maybe this will be the point where we see the Vex come back and we see, you know, like they'll do that. Before Destiny has run its course and we're looking at Destiny 2, there will be a period of time where everything is back again. I believe that anyway. I mean, Datto might not, and that's his prerogative. But I think that they're gonna be working towards bringing everything back.
See, I'm going to probably approach these live events from a different sort of point of view now, because I've got that new account, a lot of this content feels fresh for me again, because I actually need to get stuff from them. So, like, yep. I didn't play Crimson Doubles last time. I'll probably play it this time. I've got an army of Xbox lovers that have subscribed to the channel that will, you know, I'm sure gladly we can do some streams with Crimson Doubles. So the way I experienced Destiny, it was being dramatically changed by having a new console and having to run new characters again. And I think that's pretty accurate for people. Like we've done so many things over the, you know, over two years, and we've all seen it sort of before, and most people are sitting at max light if you put any sort of time into Destiny. So
yeah,
it's at an interesting point at the moment with how to get people even into the live events. They've got to be fun. Yeah. So if you add a Crimson Double, like a lot of people loved it, right? I think a lot of people enjoyed the mechanics of Crimson Doubles. Guys, I've been streaming for the last 2 hours, and that was me stopping breakfast. So, yeah, I will enjoy any live events that come through, but I think that's from like a new player point of view or a new perspective. I don't know how happy current players would feel.
I agree that there needs to be a PvE element. It doesn't bother me because I'm PvP for the most part anyway, but not that I'm any good at it, but it's just what I do. You know, like, I'd be perfectly happy with Crimson Days as it was last year, but I don't know. I'd be surprised if there's not a PvE tie-in, because I think that was the biggest criticism, and I think they've addressed it with the Dawning, and be surprised if they didn't do so again.
Well, arguably, when Bungie continues to talk that they're a PvE and a PvP game, and they leave out the PvE as often as they do, yeah, just to kind of harp on that a little bit.
I think the PvE thing is that it's a hell of a lot harder to get repeatable content out of something that's designed by, you know, like, so design heavy. Like, you look at how long it'd take to make a strike compared to a Crucible map. I mean, yeah, it might be, you know, and then the replayability of that is far diminished. But the other point I guess that brings us into is the Iron Banana.
Yes.
Iron Banana.
It's coming back, and it's coming back with sidearms and rocket launchers on Clash next week. So, I mean, like, I'm happy enough for it. I'll be hoping for guns a bit better than that. I mean, is there anything you guys are looking forward to getting out of it, or what?
Oh, once again, 100%, man. Like, new content for me. It all feels fresh for me because I've got new characters. So I'll definitely be doing some Iron Banner. Like, I didn't even play really Iron Banner last time around on PlayStation. So, but yeah, I'll be jumping in with that to get some loot.
Yeah,
to get that grind. It feels fresh for me.
We'll have to do a stream of just blowing up playing the Iron Banner because it'll be just, if people are cryptic dragoning, it'll be painful.
I guess that'll be my, you know, what I need is a better rolled clever dragon at that point. Yeah. But now with what they have, the only thing that I really want to know is more stuff from Efferty. So Bungie, deliver, you jerks. Yes. But aside from that, I don't really care. My characters are 400. I have actually all three of my characters are 400 now. And for me personally, with only having the PlayStation, not having anything new, it's nothing extra that I need. It's nothing extra that I really want. But I'm still going to do it for the sake that it's Iron Banner. And I would feel remiss if I missed even one Iron Banner because I haven't missed one since the basically beginning of Destiny. But rank 5 anymore just feels kind of like, it feels putsy in a way. There's nothing anymore that I really get out of it. There's no packages at rank 3. There's nothing at rank 5. It's just get your quests done and you're done. That's all you need to do. The only reason you would have it is if the weapons, the armor that are there that you want from Efferty at rank 5 are what you'd want. Most times you can get those from drops anyway. I've gotten, I don't know how many similar drops from loot rewards that rank 5 is just arbitrary at best.
I don't mind that it works that way now because it means you don't have to grind for like freaking 3 days at the end of the, you know, like.
Nope. It's like, no, you're wrong, Log.
I don't care.
It's okay.
I don't care. Like, I don't want to have to, like, I mean, I work full time. I've got a family and shit. I don't want to have to throw 15, 20 hours into Iron Banner play when I'm not really enjoying it, especially if it's just, I don't like Clash. I think Clash is just directionless. It frustrates me. So it's not going to be the greatest Iron Banner of all time. There's a low population at the moment playing Destiny. It's going to be fucking laggy. We're going to be pissed off. I don't want to have to grind to rank 5 to get some shit that I'll actually want out of it. You know, so yeah, that's my take anyway. But
nope, I guess I'm right there with you on that point.
The other thing that was in the Bungie weekly update that I think is worth touching on is the Bungie bounties now have been rolled out to kind of community leaders. The first one's Professor Broman. So, I mean, it's on there if you want to look up the times and whatnot. And there's been a few other players come out. Goth's come out since then. Byf's doing his run too. And they've all got basically a two-hour window where if you come up against them in the Crucible and you beat them, you get the emblem that you would have got from the Bungie bounty, which I think, you know, it's a better way of doing it. It's going to give more people the opportunity to do it.
Yeah, so I was thinking that before. Maybe they'll do. They're definitely going to have to be clever with relying on their community to give them a bit of a carry until Destiny 2. And I think this is a strategy they're using to do that, to get people sort of playing the game again. I mean, something like that could bring people back into Iron Banner or unique emblems or armor or something like that that people want to get. I mean, that'd be really cool if it wasn't just an emblem. Imagine if you got something really special from it, like an armor drop or a special shader or something like that.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I gotta say, a different whole look or based on that person or something like that. If a person you kill, or you know, if you had even just a ship or something, just something more unique than just the emblem. Because the only time you see that is when you either, you know, kill somebody or otherwise. I don't know.
Yeah, I think maybe a shader would have probably been just as good, but I don't know that I really want to run around looking like Professor Broman or Gathalion anyway.
Like, I'm going to say, let's have lime green and white on us. Okay, sure, that sounds just great. Those mix well.
You know what, if they want to go down that line, I'll support it. Anything that gets more shaders and more variation in the game, I'm all for. I mean, even if they are ugly, because let's be honest, some of the bloody standard ones are pretty haggard. You'd know that working your way up through the ranks, Matt. Some of the some of the blue shaders are just gouge your eyes out bad.
I look ugly all the time. I've never looked good in Destiny. I have zero fashion sense in real life, and I've got zero fashion sense in video games.
I've been
like a clown most of the time.
I've been spending. Oh, I mean, I'm here in a sleeveless shirt and just log the paragon of fashion. No, I don't know. I stick with like what I know works in Destiny, man. Maybe we need someone that's got some kind of fashion expertise, and we'll have a fashion episode of the Destiny Down Under podcast where we can all be tutored into like how to make your Guardian look the fucking best. Because God
sounds
knows,
like a good video idea. Let's collab, Matt.
All right. Well, that's the end of sort of the more important news. Hang on, I'm getting a phone call. Just bear with me for a minute.
Oh, gee.
Well, while we do that, someone asked Marlon. Well, Mark Ellis says, Marlon, will you have a bounty on your head? I said, no. I will not have a bounty on my head. It's one of those things like, I think it's great that they go to the community leaders, but it'll be interesting if they promoted smaller channels as well. Right. I don't know. I don't know what your thoughts are on that. Like, Beard, like, I don't know if you saw the changes on YouTube, actually. Have you heard about the YouTube changes?
I was exactly going to bring that up, actually, because what YouTube's been doing, in case you guys aren't too familiar, they're basically giving it where people have the option to effectively, you know, showcase these are up-and-coming YouTubers.
Yeah.
And at that point, you're able to see newer people. And in some cases, it may be related to your interests. In some cases, it may not be related to your interests. But it gives other channels a chance to be shown up there on YouTube as a whole. But if Bungie's whole idea is realistically to be more community-based as they have been, then yes, going along with Matt's idea, it would be a great idea for them to promote them. Not necessarily saying channels like myself. Like at 1,700 subs, it's near non-notable. But for something at like 80,000 subscribers, that's something that a little bit of notoriety like that could push and would have something, you know, more given to that channel for more support and more showing. But what it almost feels like to me is that it's almost like a punch basically in the back of the knee and basically just saying, we don't care. You know, well, whatever. Just there it is. You're doing your thing. Here's us doing ours.
It's interesting, like, so those that don't know, so on the trending tab of YouTube now, you should be able to find, like, an up-and-coming, and the only eligibility you need to be on there is have more than 1,000 subscribers, which I think is just, like, Ben, I would say, you know, you'd be ideal for something like this, where you've shown that you're dedicated to making Destiny content, you have a wide range of skills in making Destiny content, or... you know, and you put a lot of time and effort into it. Like, I would love to see some more promotion of really small channels yourself that are, you know, just above, you know, 1,000 subscribers. I've been trying to sort of expand on who I watch on Destiny, but I watch the same guys every week. And it is hard to sort of make that jump now to other people who make Destiny content. And I just felt like it was so much easier to make those discoveries and... of course, we've sort of seen the same names for quite a while now. And on this other channel, like, there's channels I come across that have like 100,000 subscribers. I was like, what the hell? I've never seen this channel before. They've got some good content. Right. Where is their promotion? I mean, even like some of the guys around 100K, like Mizzy Sean makes great content. I don't see him getting anywhere near the sort of promotion and sort of correspondence with Bungie than probably what he should deserve. MTash is one of those ones up there too, over 100K. Interesting conversation anyway.
I think they need to revise the whole movie of the week thing. I think the way they do that is like, it's always some frivolous fucking, oh, some guy does something stupid in Destiny. Is that really what as a community we want? Like, is that, you know, they could be using that to showpiece this because they're showing that they're more than happy to like, you know, they've integrated Twitch into their system, for God's sake. That's how hard they want to push the, like, that. But YouTube is itself, like, where does that sit? I think it's probably something that they really need to pay more credence to when you look at guys like More Console and stuff like that, that have, they're at the top of the food chain and they're guys that week in, week out are making Destiny content videos. And I'm only using him because he's a massive example, but they're keeping the wheel ticking over in the interim while everyone's a bit bored with what's going on. And, you know, like, from that, yeah, that's fine. That's where everyone stops first. But as Matt will, and we've had a couple of discussions about this in the past, and I think one on broadcast, but that it's been in the lull times that the law and people exploring the law and educating themselves about the law is... It's boom time, really. It's, you know, the hardcore players of Destiny are the people who are going to look into the lore. Like, you know, the guy who just picks it up because it's, oh, there's been a new expansion, I'll blast through that, play 2 weeks of whatever, and then piss off to Call of Duty or whatever. They're not interested. And that's fine, you know, if that's what you the way you want to play. But, like, why now, when there's no content, are we not going, guess what, this guy made this ripper video, Beard Grizzlies made this ripper video discussing Ephrodite. What do you guys think? Just put it in a friggin', like, put it in, even if it's in the forums, at the, like, a Bungie-endorsed post at the top of the thing, everyone can sound off underneath it and put forward their ideas and discuss it. That's as simple as that. Yeah. It's just getting the nod. Because, you know, trying to promote yourself through Bungie forums and in any of those ways is just shit. It is the shittest of the shit.
Well, and especially when, and I'd hate to kind of put it this way, but when you look at the community almost at large, if I go to Reddit... I have been trying to actually get involved with Reddit a little bit more, but the guidelines that the Destiny community has as a whole on Reddit is insane.
Yeah, they're pretty
draconian, actually communicate and work with them is near impossible. And it feels like I'm completely ousted because I haven't been there since day one. So it's not a welcoming, it's not a welcoming community for one thing. And it's not a very open community as a whole broad scale, which is a huge shame. And when, to kind of bring this full circle, when I see things like Professor Broman or Bife or any of those being put up for bounty days, it almost seems like Bungie as well is kind of full circle in that same realm where they're not open to seeing new talent. They're like, we've got our guys. And for somebody like me that's especially up and coming, that when I suffer from anxiety to begin with, that doesn't help. So I don't know. Just me personally rattling on.
I think there is an element of that. I think that, you know, like, they do have their people in that do all the different things in Destiny, like, you know, the top tier trials players, everyone knows who they are. But I don't know. I don't think the status quo in that sense lasts forever, because even the players that, like, the Goths and the Bromans, they're moving on now and playing other games, you know?
Yeah.
Well, for me, I'm surprised
that's one
that...
of the things that annoys me is, like, we've got those top tier guys that move on from the game, and we've got more dedicated content creators that are punching out videos that are really creative that aren't getting noticed.
Or,
and it's like, why is Destiny rewarding people just because of their how much following they've got?
Yeah, that's
not that they're still dedicated to the game. Like, I'm just been putting out 2 or 3 Destiny lore videos a week.
Absolutely.
And getting different people on there. We made the comic book. And by the way, the comic book wasn't approved on the community guidelines for some reason. I have no idea why, but what? I posted to the community creations page.
That is a shit fight in itself.
Any feedback to why that wasn't approved. And this is the most ironic thing about that. That was identical to their Grimoire card. So if they thought it was too violent, it was already in the game.
Mate, they make a game where you can shotgun someone in the face. I can't think it's too violent.
Really?
So I can't think of any reason why it wasn't approved, apart from the violence of Felwinter snapping someone's neck.
Matt, it's not that it's not been approved. It's that there's so much shit that gets submitted, and it's so poorly staffed that they don't even look at everything. Did you see? If you've only submitted it once, you've got no chance. I got my fucking stupid machinima up there. I had to submit it 8 times before I got someone to approve it, and it was approved like that because it just happened to come through while someone was looking at it.
Really?
Yes.
So you
That's
think
how it works.
Just keep blasting it.
That's how it works. Just blast the fuck
just,
out
just
of it.
Just keep doing it, yeah.
And you know what? Well, now that everyone knows that's the way it works, everyone's blasting the fuck out of it, and it's pretty much useless. Yeah.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, sorry. Like, man, I say, meanwhile, I should have spoken to you earlier on, but I didn't realize that it... I mean, I thought...
Like, every day or, like, just immediately after each other?
Every couple of days.
Every couple of days, it's posted again.
2 weeks.
Well, I'll keep trying that.
Yeah, just do that, man.
Meanwhile, my one video that I had posted up, which was the beginning or the Golden Age stuff, where I have a lot of images that are technically maybe not public domain, got to prove no problem. So yeah, I have no idea.
It's got nothing to do with content. It's got to do with
not at all.
Having someone there to okay. prove it.
But I mean,
the other thing too, and I guess this is the thing that this is my bugbear with what we're talking about, is that, you know, like, certain people get the focus and then they move on from the game. For me, it's the guys like fucking Sniperton, Broskian, Logan Scott, dudes that are there now, day in, day out, doing Wrath of the Machine carries. Like, man, I couldn't be motivated to do that fucking weeks ago. They're just helping people out day in, day out, and it's what they do. And it's just, I don't know. It seems to be, it's not important because it's not showy. It's not, I don't know. I love those guys. They're the dudes that I watch when I've got the time, because they're teaching people things about a game that I love. But let's rein in the rage.
Yeah, really?
I know. I'm sorry, dude.
No, it's fine. Because you know what? Okay. You're allowed to blow up because you're passionate about it and it matters. That's fine. And if anyone says otherwise, I'll fucking... They can come and see me. Now, on a lighter note, this week I had a bit of a Twitch blow up with a dear friend of ours, Purple Chimera, about the nature of lemonade.
Lemonade.
I had to go down to the shops to arrange this, and I just want to display something for why I am so passionate about what lemonade is. Here, in my hand, is a can of Kirk's lemonade.
Kirk's.
Fucking Kirk's. It's like, I don't know if this is anywhere else in the world, but, I mean, this and Tim Tams is pretty much why we're better than everywhere. So, but I want to give you a demonstration of what the fuck lemonade is. Right. Now, you'll notice that it's fucking fizzy. And it's cold and it's delicious, right? So,
dude, I need a lemonade right now. That's making me.
It is the most. Yeah, well, I mean, I'm lucky in that this one's mine, all mine.
Yes.
Now, I don't mean to get internationally disreputive, if that is even a word. I've just made it up. I don't want to talk down anyone's country. But your lemonade sucks, and you need to do better, America, because no one wants to drink just watery, lemony. Sugary
unfollow.
Yeah, just unsub, unfollow. I mean, in a time when your country has a very, very, even your president, well, your president to be, has a very, very tenuous relationship with light yellow colored fucking fluids, you don't want to be drinking anything that's not fizzy. For God's sake, fizzy. I went there. Lemonade gate. That, and the only tweet I've ever tweeted at DJ he's responded to, none of the shit about. Trying to promote the bloody charity drive we did. None of that. That didn't go anywhere.
No, of course
not. But
he
writes back, lemonade is smooth, not fizzy.
He responded to lemonade. What was the tweet?
I told him I'd destroyed the Destiny community by putting up a poll about lemonade. It turns out the poll, the Australians lost. We're outnumbered because there's more Americans than there is Australians and whatever.
So what? Beard, what is your version of lemonade?
Lemonade, literally up here, if done right, is just grinding a lemon, get the juices out, adding water and sugar, and that's it. It's like, to me, it's almost worse than iced tea. There are very few times I will take lemonade over iced tea. Like, there is more preparation time in iced tea than there is in lemonade.
So, hold on. So if I go to a restaurant and I'm feeling parched and I'm feeling like a lemonade, they will grind a lemon for me and add sugar and water.
Or it's the powdered stuff, which kind of tastes like lemon, which is even worse.
Is it fizzy?
No, there's no fizz. There's no carbonation in that whatsoever.
I don't want that.
Look, the only carbonation you're going to get is if it's a Mike's Hard lemonade or something like that. And even then, that's gone downhill over the years.
Okay, guys, we're going to do a giveaway today. Just leave the hashtag lemon over on YouTube, and we'll send you a carton of Kirk's lemonade.
I've got 9 cans left in the box, man. I've got 9 cans left in this box that I bought.
You will get 9 cans.
No, like to the next 9 people who follow DDU podcast on Twitter, I will post you a can of lemonade. Right? get on with it.
Do you know how expensive that's going to be? Are you actually going to do that?
No, I'm not actually going to do it. I don't even, like, while I had one before, there's only 8 cans. I mean, there could be 7 by the time I get back out to the kitchen. Who the fuck knows? I wouldn't make an empty promise, would I?
It's over. I love it.
Oh. Lemon is over party.
I didn't mean to get political. I'm just taking the piss.
Okay.
All right, moving on. That was my blow up of the week. That the one thing I could actually, you know, get some traction with was just completely ridiculous. But that suits me fine. Right, now I've created a new topic this week. It's called the Destiny 2 rumor mill. Some of it's going to be real. Some of it's going to be bullshit. In this one, unsighted or unnamed sources say sidearms are to be given more prominence as a weapon in Destiny 2. Equipable in any slot, they become the most versatile weapon in the game, and making Havoc Pigeon the first multi-slot exotic.
Wait, so are we guessing whether this is real or not? Have you just made this up? Is that what this section is?
I didn't make it up. I didn't make it up. Hand on my heart, I did not make this up. This is a source has said this.
You're an idiot. Because it's Deej, because we've already figured out we can't trust him anymore.
No, it's not Deej. I refuse to name my sources for fear that they'll stop speaking to me and feeding me information.
All right, Purple, give it up.
All right, it's bullshit. It's bullshit. But anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in there. That's a bit of fun. We're going to open it up to questions from the chat. So if there's anything lemonade related or not that you want to discuss, we're here for what we'll do, probably 10, 15, and then we'll call it. So if there's anything you'd like to
aim at beer question. Or myself,
what, for yourself or for me?
Excuse me, I've got a question.
Yes, sir. You in the left.
Yes, sir. You in the back.
It's a controversial topic. But a good friend of the show brought it up on Twitter, and I think he probably got bashed for it. And I don't agree with him, but I think it's probably a good one for conversation. He said
who
that he believes that providing services on Twitch, and I don't mean those services, I mean trials, carries, raid help, was destroying the directory, basically. Because what happened was you don't get the true entertainment of Twitch anymore. You get people there that want help, and people are only watching, waiting for their turn to get help. What are your thoughts on that?
Look.
Oh, I've hit a nerve.
No, you haven't at all. I'm just trying to think best. Like, I'm not down on that sort of thing at all. As I said, like, some of the streamers that I watch, and I watch for entertainment, I've never jumped into a stream and asked someone to help me do anything at any point, just to be clear. But I'll watch Lucky and Buttwipe, man. Like, I'll watch. I don't think that you can sit and dismiss the entertainment of a stream based on what they're doing.
Neither do I.
No, I mean, you can say, like, you look at Sniperton or Logan Scott, you can watch either of those guys, and even if you are not in there to learn how to raid, to get them to carry you, you're learning. You know, I've learned shitloads off both. Same with, you look at Lucky and Buttwipe, other guys who do trials carries, they're the first that spring to mind. But I definitely think, like, yeah, they're providing a service for the community, and it's fucking smart when you think about it, because they've got to, you know, they're creating a captive market in that the people who really want their help are going to have to stay there. You know, I can see that it's kind of frustrating, but, man, they're not the top of the, you know, they're the top at fucking 2 a.m. American time, man. Like, they're not prime time bloody, you know, if Goth's on or Broman's on or even T-Rex, someone like that, they're above that, and they're there purely for the entertainment. So, yeah, I can understand why people could be disheartened by the fact that people doing trials carries or raid carries or whatever are pushing higher than them on the directory. But at the end of the day, people want help. It's a hard game. It is what it is.
Also, man. Beard, you got thoughts?
It pretty much follows the same exact idea as Log. I mean, if you find your niche, if that's what it is, then so be it, go with it. If you can make it entertaining, or if you can, you know, help other people out with the game, and that's what it takes to end up doing something, then okay. You know, if that's how you, get tips, or that's what you do anything with, then so be it. as somebody that has been I hate to kind of put it this way, but as somebody that has been a salesman now for probably about 12 years of his life, whatever you can find works in the hustle, do it. In some cases, that's the best way to just roll with life. So.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if you got a strength, man, play to it. And a lot of these guys, and I mean, I'm not going to name names or anything like that, but I've watched streams and I'm like, there's hundreds of people in there and the dude's got more, sure, less personality than a dead fish. But people, yep, are sitting there watching him for the gameplay. That's what he does well. Yep. That's why people are there. That's what they want to see. Fuck it.
Well, that's it. Like, I mean, this is not new on Twitch, right? This is something that's always been there. You look at... Man, half the time I go into League of Legends, and every now and then I just go, I wonder if it'll be entertaining.
It never is, Matt. It never is.
Entertained. And I get in there, and I just see this guy go... And he's not even looking at chat. He doesn't talk. Nope. And maybe it's because there's 20,000 people watching. But right. I'm like, I don't get it.
20,000 people are watching a dude mouth breathe and a game. Like, they could be completely unrelated. He could be dead and someone else has picked up the friggin' keyboard. I don't know. I get it. I'm there. I always go in there when I'm like, there's like, oh, there's 17,000 people watching this dude. Okay, I'm gonna go in there and see what that's about. And like,
you're really,
yeah, I don't know. It blows my mind. It's fucking incredible, and good on them. They make a good living out of it. They're good at what they do, so power to them. But not for me, unfortunately.
So, do we have any questions from Chaz? That's what we're trying to get at, Myra. Sorry, I got distracted there.
Yeah, no, you're right. If you're in Matt's YouTube chat and you want your question to remain on YouTube in this video for the foreseeable future, just jump into the Twitch and ask there, because that's basically where that chat feed's coming from. I haven't quite worked out how to do YouTube yet, having not, you know, even tried. What do we got?
You like the leather party exotic idea? Oh, Lord.
New exotics. New exotics. Hey, I can tell you about it. While we wait, I can tell you about a project.
What are you doing?
Top secret. Like a top secret project. Okay. So this is along the lines of what we're talking about, right? In the quiet times of Destiny, you need to be inventive, right? Rather than saying Destiny's dead and Destiny sucks, you need to think about all the other things that we can add to it.
Yep.
I've had it for ages now, probably over 6 months. People send me a lot of stuff. Some of it's good, some of it's not so good. This guy sent me a novella, and I was like, here we go. Another novella, and it was like 20,000 words or something ridiculous. And I was like, fuck my life. but I do read this stuff, so I started reading it. I was like, and I don't read normally. Like, I'm not a bookworm. Like, Danny, my girlfriend's a bookworm. And I started reading. I was like, holy shit, this is really, really good. This is really, really good. So it's a novella set in the Destiny universe. And I was like, man, we need to make this an audiobook. This needs to feature on the channel. This will be perfect for Destiny during the quiet times. And so now I've got some of the voice actors. So the gent that did the voice acting for the comic book. Chad Fisher is going to get a team together. I haven't actually spoke to him yet, so Chad, if you're listening, surprise. we're going to get a team together of voice actors. I need to speak to Brandon McCammick. So Brandon McCammick, if you're listening as well, we need some artists on board. We'll get some music done, and we'll look at making us an audiobook to feature on the channel. A pretty hefty part series, probably bi-weekly.
That's unreal.
Like every second week. I think it'll be really cool. I've never done something like this before where I had to coordinate more than one other person to feature, to put something together and to regularly make an episode or an audiobook episode. So yeah, stay tuned for that. It should be, I think you guys will enjoy it. I think people will really enjoy it. It's got the Destiny flavor to it, but it is, you won't recognize any of the characters. The time frame that it's set, I think, is directly after the collapse. So it's in that time period where it's a bit lawless and people are still discovering how to be guardians.
I like that.
Yeah, dude, that's something to look forward to. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
It's, so that's, I mean, I said it last week when we had Gamma Trap on, and to be able to give a bit of a platform for people that do like some of the less obvious things in service of our community, like someone who writes a novella, you know, like, I mean, obviously they do it out of love for the game, but to be able to like help someone out and give them a platform to then for people to be able to find them, I think that's incredible, Matt. And I very much look forward to watching / listening to that. That's fine, I don't know.
Yeah. Max Jordan says, do you think Oryx's sisters will play a part in Destiny's future?
Yes.
I
don't think it'll be Destiny 2 though. I think that I think the Hive will be there, but I think the whole Taken thing and all of that will probably go away. You know, like they'll be on a bit on the side, much, you know, like they'll probably take that Cabal role that the Cabal have had in Destiny 1, where they're sort of there, but you're not really quite sure what's going on with them, and they're not doing much to further the story.
I think it will also depend on where we're going to be with Destiny 2, which, you know, are we going to be out more towards the Outer Rim, the Kuiper Belt, the Oort Cloud, whatever, versus are we going to be on Earth, or is there something that's going to push us away from Earth? Those have very heavy and high implications on where we may actually, or what enemies we may actually fight. Because if we get pushed away from Earth, we don't have very easy access to places like Venus, and technically we wouldn't have a very easy point to get to Mars, because the distance between Mars to Jupiter is huge. So if we're going to be more out that way, then technically that would be, you know, putting us in a whole different theater. Technically, it should take us a very long time with near light speed travel to actually get out to Saturn. So for us to get to the Dreadnought is that wicked and ridiculous. Anyway, yes.
Is that what they're trying to tell us with fucking load times? Like, think yourself lucky. This would take thousands of years in real life.
I already like made that connection. I was like, this exactly explains load times and why they take so damn long.
Oh, well.
Anyway.
I think it'll be interesting to see what happens. I don't know. I'm kind of giving up on speculating. I've said my piece in probably five episodes now. But yeah, I absolutely think that Oryx's sisters will be back in some capacity. And I think it probably won't be all that soon.
Craig Lang says, do you think Bungie should hold a competition to make a DLC from the community? I have two ideas. With the Vex. I don't think that would ever happen. They draw inspiration from their community. They obviously embrace the community page, even though I can't get content on there. and they tweet that out. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a way that they recruit artists at some point. I'm not too sure about how that whole section works, but I think talented people get headhunted to make content for Destiny. We've seen people come over from the community, like Cosmo from Reddit, to come over and help manage. So I don't think they would ever run a competition, but I definitely feel like if you're at the top of your game in one of those industries, there's potential for Bungie to notice you if you get lucky and to join their team.
Buddy Dangerous in the Twitch chat asks, do you think that the Destiny 2 will do away with the Taken and Seaver enemies? Yeah, I do. I don't think that we'll see them. I think that they're sort of event-driven factions. And in that, it'll either go one way or another, in that more of the Fallen become Seaver and we ally with the non-Seaver Fallen, or they will just sort of not be such a part at all, if at all. Matt, what do you reckon?
I agree.
Beard?
I actually wasn't listening.
Yeah, when Log starts talking, I just stop listening. Yeah, fucking whatever.
Whatever, mate. Whatever.
Whatever, yeah, good on you.
All right.
What?
Gotcha.
See you later. No, I'm reading through. They've been very sort of non-flowery answers. Like, what is my favorite color? My favorite color is red.
Really?
Yeah. I don't ever wear red. Yeah. Purple.
Yeah.
Don't, dude. Love purple. You've seen what I'll do about lemonade. Don't fucking fight me on colors.
Does the red have to be fizzy as well?
Hey, dude, I've got creaming soda. It's kind of pink, but let's be honest. All right, well, I think we'll wrap it up there. If you've got any further questions, please fire them at the DDU podcast on Twitter. I'll be there answering questions. You know, that's what I do. I'll get it. I'll, if it's something that actually takes any brain power, I'll forward it on to Matt. Aside from that, it has been a pleasure. Beard, where can people find you?
You can find me on my YouTube channel, youtube.com/c/beard_grizzly. You can also find me on Twitter, also just the handle of @beardgrizzly. Those are my main places that I'm at. I do have a Twitch channel as well, which again, you can find at twitch.com/beardgrizzly. So easy places to find me. I keep the same name anywhere I can go. Always up to talk to any of you guys if you ever have input or anything like that. So let me know. It's always good to connect with anybody.
Matt, you're doing you. You're doing your usuals.
If you want to find me, you know where to find me.
He's adopted his traditional League of Legends streamer posture.
You just take an interest in Destiny's story and I'll find you, baby.
And I'm Log. I'm on Twitter if you want to find me. And I'll play guitar a bit. Anyway, let's fucking end this. This is just... Matt, you made me feel dirty, for fuck's sake.
Play those riffs.
Let's do it. All right, hang on.